Mark 11:12 reads, "Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, 'Let no one eat fruit from you ever again.' And his disciples heard this, him saying this. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, 'Is it not written, my house shall be called a house for prayer for all nations? But you have made it a den of thieves.' And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away.' So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." I wanted to cite this moment here because it's very, very significant how Jesus addresses the tree and in front of his disciples so that they might learn from that situation. What's the significance here is that even though the fig tree and the figs were not in season and the fig tree didn't bear fruit, he cursed it anyway. And his disciples were somewhat puzzled by this. But there's a spiritual significance to this, that it doesn't matter whether the figs were in season or not. What he was trying to teach to his disciples, that at all times, any Christian should bear fruit. And so he cursed that tree, even though it wasn't the time for figs. I'd like you to go ahead and turn now to Matthew 3:11-12. This is John the Baptist speaking to the Pharisees when they come to test and question him. Matthew 3:11 reads, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry." He's talking about Jesus here. "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." So the difference here, the two sides of this, is the wheat. That's the fruit that we as Christians are commanded to bear. And then the chaff is the other part, the useless part that gets thrown into the fire because it's useless. If we don't bear fruit, God and Christ see in their eyes that we are useless. We are of no use to him. We can't spread the gospel. We can't spread the light that Christians are supposed to have in them. So it's important to recognize the two, that we should never get complacent and always bear fruit and encourage others to bear fruit that leads to repentance. So I encourage you to always keep your minds centered on how can I bear fruit in this particular moment, in each moment of our lives, so that we never get distracted about how to serve God and do a good job of being pleasing to Him.